96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Every sister just elbow another sister, say he should have listened. Every brother, would you tap another brother and say, I should have listened to her? God help me. Old saints, y'all forgive me, but I got to tell you, these hoes ain't loyal. You got to find somebody.
That's popular pastor Jamal Bryan of the Empowerment Temple AME Church in Baltimore. A few Sundays ago, he uttered that phrase. It's a line from a song by singer Chris Brown. It opened a storm of controversy about what pastors should and should not say from the pulpit. When do they go too far? That's what we're asking tonight. That's what we're talking about. My guests tonight are Dr. Charlene Monk, senior pastor of New Horizon Christian Faith Church in Mount Rainier, Maryland, Reverend Emmett Young, host of Faith to Faith on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141, and director of Christian Education at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church in Washington, D.C., and Dr. Howard John Wesley, pastor of the Alfred Street Baptist Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You can comment on my Facebook page, friend me at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher. You can post your comments, or you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Thank you all for joining me in this conversation. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, let me start with Dr. Monk. Too much... The statement
Hello.
Was...
Hey, you've reached the voicemail of...
Okay, well, you know, we'll deal with that voicemail in a bit. Dr. Monk, the phrase was, these hoes ain't loyal. Too much, or was he preaching to the choir and trying to reach them?
I like to preface my statement first by saying that it's my understanding that Dr. Bryant did come forth and he did... apologize.
And we have a statement from that. We're going to hear his explanation.
I want to preface my statement first by saying that I do believe that we are accountable and responsible for what we say out of the pulpit. And I would remain biblically because that is the best place to explain yourself. Psalms 19 and 14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And so I think that whatever we say from the pulpit, it has to be acceptable unto God. If it's not acceptable unto God, then our purpose for preaching is for naught.
Mm-hmm. Reverend Young?
Yep.
Your thoughts? Did he go too far?
I would have to say that in my estimation, I think he did go a little too far in that. I certainly agree with Dr. Monk's statement. And I think that for the sake of just saying something, sensationalizing what exactly his point is trying to be, I think you run a fine line between making your point effectively and also, you know, trying to bring in these lyrics from this hip hop song. And the question I have is, you know, who was exactly he talking to? Mm-hmm. Who is he talking about? And what message does that send to the people who are in your congregation? And then the loud applause after it's all said and done. So what exactly was he going for here? That's the question I have.
Dr. Wesley, I've heard you preach. You've got great style. You've got swag from the pulpit. But at the same time, I've not heard you say anything that I would find objectionable. Talk to me a little bit about style when you were trying to reach the masses, particularly, you know, young people.
Well, I appreciate that. I think we all have a different approach to how we develop our sermons. In the context in which I minister, one of my personal goals is to elevate not only mindset and spirituality, but also language. I don't like condoning or what I would say co-signing on what I believe is the worst of our segment of society, especially within the African-American world. But also, let's just put it in context. I mean, you have to understand Dr. Bryant's a personal friend of mine. I understand the congregation to which he ministers and his effectiveness to reaching some. I'm not condoning it, nor am I supporting, but you have to know this is not new. If you look at, like, a Dr. Johnny Ray Youngblood, who had a successful ministry for decades in New York, who was known to use blatant vulgarity within the pulpit. Once again, not condoning, not suggesting that that is a language I would embrace, but you have to know that there is a place where some have embraced contemporary language and have even used vulgarity in ways that were offensive to others, but yet were effective to some. And so, you know, without casting judgment, I'd just like to say that there's always been that prophetic segment within our preaching that has pushed the envelope and taken us to the boundaries just a little bit further than some of us would be comfortable.
Well, and let me say that I get your point that, you know, when, oh yeah, okay, he may be speaking to a certain, you know, part of his congregation, but whether your congregation is out in the suburbs or in the city, my opinion is that as the leader of a church where there are impressionable young people, and you're quoting Chris Brown, the man who, you know, has this anger issue, obviously, who also, you know, is known for, you know, beating a girlfriend. And so when he uses the term hoes, and then you got young boys in that same church, and if the pastor's calling them hoes because they're young, they don't know. I guess it's okay for me to use it. You know, am I wrong here, Dr. Wesley?
No, I definitely agree with you. I feel that, you know, if we stand as models, not only of our faith, but also of our vocabulary, and people mimic us, that, you know, if we allow some to leave the church feeling it's all right to use this type of language and terminology, especially around our young Black women, you know, and therein is the paradox of this. You know, the message was about empowering Black women, et cetera, but then to turn around and use a demeaning term like hoes is kind of controversial and contradictory. So I definitely agree with you. I personally like to elevate people's language. I tell our members, when you come to church, you need a Bible, a newspaper, and a dictionary.
Hey,
I'm gonna put you into all three by the time we're done preaching.
Okay, so, you know, when you're looking at this kind of situation, you know, Dr. Monk, I know you said earlier you do want to stay biblical, but sometimes can't you be a little colloquial? Can't you be a little conversational? Can't you, when you're trying to elevate a point, trying to demonstrate a point, you can talk about what your mama told you when you were growing up, right?
Absolutely. And that's not to accept any type of demeaning vocabulary or anything that would bring low self-esteem to anyone. I think that we have a obligation to be positive. There's enough going on that's negative in our world, and we don't need to come to church to hear anything that is not uplifting to what we do in a daily life. We have so many different things that we're going through, and our struggles are very great. So when we come to church, we come to be inspired. And I think that inspiration is a part of making sure that we do touch all areas of life. We're speaking to the whole person, not just to a part of that person.
Well, I want to play a little bit of this because, you know, Pastor Bryant did make an appearance on the James Fortune show, and this is what he said in explaining why he said what he said.
Most of the issue has not come from people out in the world. It's come from the people in the street. But James, here's what I want to beg the question.
Mm-hmm.
Is the people who have seen the clip, you know what they're not saying? They're not saying, what is that song from? So the saints know the song, they know the artist, and they sing it in their car and have it on their iPod. They just feel uncomfortable hearing it in their church.
Yeah.
So I guess that you've got to get to a place where we bring back, draw me nearer, and everybody wants to walk in the New Testament. So that's why God gives you so many different voices. If my message is too raw, is too edgy, then I'm sure you can find something that is more to your liking and to your discerning. I pastor incredible women, none of whom are whole.
Okay. Real quick, Reverend Young, your thoughts about that explanation?
That's very interesting to me. Honestly, I'm not saying this to pump myself up, but I didn't know where the song came from.
I can't say I did.
I had never heard of the song.
I never knew it.
And I'm around young people all the time. So I think I appreciate the explanation, and I certainly understand his context of ministry and all that. But I continue to go back and beg the question, you know, why use this language? What are you trying to accomplish? You know, was it used to educate, as Dr. Wesley was talking about, to inspire? What is it that that he's getting at with using this type of language. So I appreciate what he's saying, but I'm still asking the question.
Need to take a break. When we come back, we will go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. When do pastors go too far from the pulpit? We'll be back in the drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're asking tonight, when do pastors go too far from the pulpit? My guests are Dr. Charlene Monk, senior pastor of New Horizon Christian Faith Church in Mount Rainier, Maryland. Reverend Emmett Young, host of Faith to Faith on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141, and Dr. Howard John Wesley, pastor of the Alfred Street Baptist Church in Alexandria, Virginia. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. I promise, if I don't get to you by 7:30, please do not hang up. I will take your phone calls, even on Sirius XM, and you will be able to hear the program. Kay, calling from Upper Marlboro, Maryland. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
I was calling because this is my first time hearing about this,
mm-hmm.
but I was a member of a church where the pastor was, I guess you could say, radical, and I kind of understood where he was coming from, you know, and it seems like that comment was in flow of what he was saying, and like he said in his, I guess, apology, you know, if it's just too straightforward, too strong for you, then, you know, there's a church out here for everyone.
But Kay, why did he have to say hoes? He could have said, you know, gold diggers. He could have said, you know, side chicks. He didn't have to go there. He didn't use, you know, the B word, you know, but, you know, it's just as bad. And I guess that's my personal problem with it, you know, because, you know, again, in general discussions with, you know, some of my female coworkers, a lot of them say, well, who was he talking about?
And I don't think he was necessarily talking about anyone in particular.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just had to do with that flow of what he was saying and explaining.
So you don't have a problem with it?
I don't have a problem because of the context that I believe what I heard. Again, I don't know the song.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that clip that I heard when you started,
right,
it sounded like it was a part of the flow. And again, I've been a part of a church where, you know, we wore jeans and, you know, a lot of people were young, very young, and it appealed to that audience.
Okay. Well, Kay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Carla calling from Southwest Washington. Real quick, what's on your mind?
Well, I heard it about it on Twitter, actually,
mm-hmm.
and then I watched the video that was posted on social media, and I immediately became angry. I became angry because he is a preacher, and he's in the pulpit, and he is saying things, and I was brokenhearted for the young girls in their congregation.
Mm.
I was appalled at the reaction from the congregation. But then I checked a little bit further, and I found out where the church was at and so forth. And I understand.
But hold on. Hold on, Carla. I got to stop you right there because I got mm-hmm. something to say about that, and I don't want you to hang up. So stay with me, Carla. Dr. Wesley, we're going to get back to you, too. Don't hang up. Richard from Baltimore. Michael from Bowie. Stay with me. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown. With the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. Don't hang up.